Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to a very busy San Diego Landings here in Point Loma. And Alec Robbie from Bite Sport Fishing is here. We're talking sea bass, bluefin, yellowtail, swordfish, all kinds of good stuff here with Alec, and he's a wealth of knowledge and is basically filling us in on what's going on out there.
Yeah, this has been awesome. Been an awesome show and so much great information. If you want to be a part of it, we would love to hear from you. Join us in the second hour at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 with somebody that's got such a background like Alec. As you can imagine, the phones have been packed since the beginning of the show, but we got another full hour taking your phone calls. Again, 213-432-1090. Or if you got a question, you can text the show. Text the show, only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. We've read some great ones. Lots more in queue. We're going to be reading a bunch of those. And we are giving away such a killer prize at the end of the show today. One lucky caller is going to win one spot on an open party lobster white sea bass combo trip this fall. Our winner was Bite Sport Fishing. Such a killer prize.
What a killer prize. Thanks to Brandon and Alec and the whole team there at Bite Sport Fishing for providing that. I want to throw out a big glad to hear it. Dart Captain Bob Fletcher is getting better. Should be home this week. So we're glad to hear it. He's listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And great to hear, Dart, you're improving your health and back home very, very soon. And we need you on the water here.
Yeah, we got some Coronado Island yellowtail to deal with.
Yeah, man. Yeah, throw that long rod for sure. Another thing I want to throw out is a really cool thing that our good friend Craig Heber is working with the Humboldt Fish and Lumberjacks.
Oh, yeah, Lumberjacks.
The Lumberjacks are awesome guys. They do a trip on the Royal Star every year and a lot more. It's a Three Lofts Humboldt Fisheries Fund, and it's supporting the next generation of fishery biologists and conservation. So basically what they do is they raise money to fund scholarships for future fisheries biologists.
Very
so,
cool.
Yeah, really cool deal, and up at Humboldt State, and it's nice. So if you want to know more information on it, it's hafoundation.org. You can give some contributions there, hafoundation.org, or also really easy to just email Craig, C-R-A-I-G, F as in Frank, Heber, Craig F. Heber, H-E-B-E-R-E-R, @gmail.com.
Got
so
it.
Email Craig, and check out also they have a Facebook page, too, the Relofts Humboldt Fisheries Fund Facebook page. Would probably be a really easy to catch it there, too, and be able to donate some money to help kids go to school and get a scholarship.
Yeah, fisheries. That's really cool, especially from a great spot. And all of those guys are super
fun. The Lumberjacks.
They come down a couple times a year for fishing trips and always like a really good group of dudes. And it's always fun when those guys know more about the fish on the wall than anybody around in the shop does.
Like,
those guys are pretty damn on it. It's fun. But hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for the Catch Report. Today, our Catch Report sponsored by Summit Gasoline. I got a good story that I want to tell you after this. Yeah, they're a great spot, Summit Gasoline. They offer discount Everingham Brothers Live bait certificates. They have ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee, and most importantly, the very best price on gas and diesel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer for a limited time. Get this. So this was I'm going to back up this story because a buddy of mine took advantage of it. You get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. You heard that right? 100 pounds of free ice. There's no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need to go fishing than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena in San Diego. So customer and good buddy of the stores. They have a 25-foot Parker. Was kind of, you know, always complaining about finding good places to get fuel in. The
easy in and out.
The one by his house, he describes, he goes, if the center lane is open and I can come from the left, that's the only way I can put fuel in my boat. And we were BSing. I told him about Summit. It's so easy to get to. You're on your way to the launch ramp anyways. And he said that 100% is their deal. They went in. They talked about Let's Talk Hookup. They got 100. They did exactly as you described. He didn't do anything. He put fuel in the boat, got 100 pounds of free ice, said 100% his fuel station there on it, because you can access it from either side,
yeah.
Pull through.
Easy
there's a light on both sides. It's like, yeah, it's just
easy in, easy out.
Yeah, it's
100
really
pounds of free
spot.
Ice, and you can get a discount bait certificate for, you basically pay for a half a scoop, and you get a full scoop.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So you're saving a lot of money.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's a really cool spot,
yeah.
And I hope other people check it out, because he was just raving about it. For sure, he was your guy. Heard about it on the show.
Yeah.
Went in, got the free ice.
Perfect.
Loved it. Not worried about pulling into his local station anymore.
And they're super nice people. The station is immaculate.
Yeah.
And the store, everything about it. They do. It's a top-rate place.
He's got a 25 Parker with a folding tower on the pilot house. I mean, it's a big rig.
It's
wide. It's tall. It's everything else. I mean, there's not a lot more that you tow in your trailer. And he just said, like, that's my spot from here on out. Very easy to deal with.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, he was
perfect.
Stoked.
Summit Gasoline right next to the sports arena in San Diego. And if you're coming from anywhere, really, you're coming from L.A. or Orange County to San Diego, you're coming from the East County, North County, whatever, you just take the 8 and you take the sports arena exit there, or take Rosecrans,
and
you just get on Sports Arena Boulevard. And
it's like the middle of Sports Arena.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
And the fuel's cheap. I mean, it's just flat out
it's
cheaper.
Like Priceco
exactly.
Or Costco or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, no, it's a good deal. Well, hey, with that, let's find out what's going on the water, our private boater buddy. And fishdope.com reporter Captain Mark Wish is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Alec. Great show this morning. So, guys, we got kind of a good news, bad news situation. I always get the bad news first here. So we've had a pretty good stretch of weather, decent weather for sure. But, man, Mother Nature is a little cranky right now. Weather's up and forecast to stay that way up here through the weekend for sure. So for you small boat guys, be cautious. Definitely a little choppy out there right now. But the good news to go along with that, there is no shortage of fish. We got a lot of fish around here. So let me hit a few highlights for you. On the outside there, and again for the weather, Nick was really good on the good grade yellows. If you see bass mixed in and even the occasional bluefin tuna sitting on the anchor there at Sand Spit, if you had a tank of squid, that was just absolutely golden. At Santa Barbara Island right now, that's just inside the edge of the big wind, so it's fishable, choppy, but fishable. And like Nick, SBI has definitely got some of that big grade yellow and no shortage of cod, plenty of bottom junk around there. Catalina, you know, it's kind of an interesting situation there right now. Now we've got all the standard summertime stuff, bass, bonitas, barracudas like that, handful of yellows here and there. But of far more interest is a sprinkle of that bluefin tuna, school-sized fish, on the front side of the island. There's a little west, but most of it's east. And just imagine sitting on your mooring there in Avalon having a cocktail and watching the foamers right outside the breakwater, just right outside the casino. It's just been a crazy week over there. And at Clemente, between the wind and the oppressive amount of seals, that's a tough destination right now. No shortage of yellowtail over there, but, man, it's hard to get them on a boat with that seal population. They're relentless right now. And offshore, again, a little tougher week on the bluefin. A lot of show, less go. No shortage of fish. I mean, there's tons of fish. It spreads all the way from above the rigs, across the Avalon Bank, down off the east end, down the ridge toward the 152 and the 277, and then on down over almost all the banks toward the lower end of the ridge there like that. Just a huge area of fish. Definitely comes up better in the later afternoon. And unfortunately right now with this little bit of weather we got, makes it very, very tough conditions because the fish are foaming and the wind's blowing and it's just tough for the fish, especially on a smaller boat. But again, no shortage of fish. And then for you marlin guys, a little bit more signal right off the east end of Catalina, the famous east end of Catalina, the home of big game fishing as we know it. It looks like our season's going to come together on those guys also. So no shortage of fish around, just a little bit of weather to deal with right now.
Yeah, and of course, fishdope.com, you know, I get calls all the time. Man, I love Fish Dope. They just do such a good job. They keep me on the fish, everything. And By the way, what's that code for $20 off? It's hookup now, lowercase, no space, hookup now, $20 off a new membership at fishdope.com using that code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by a big Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And there's no telling what we're going to be talking about next week. Man, there's a lot of opportunity, and the weather's supposed to back off. So
things
are
changing. Yeah.
Sounds good to me, buddy.
Looking forward to it. All right, Mark. Thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Mark. All right, let's head on down to San Diego now, out to C4 Sport Fishing. We can talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
A little bit more of a mixed bag this week. Fishing got a little tougher the last couple of days, but they are still catching plenty of fish there. Those half-day trips, still a nice mix of calico bass and bottom fish mix in there. Still seeing yellowtail and bonita in the mix. So nice fishing all around in the half-day, about what you'd expect from this time of the year. The twilight trips also, nice mix of fish there. They saw some bonita last night to go with those calico bass and bottom fish. Full-day trips, to a little tougher the last few days. They're seeing bluefin again on the full days. And the numbers don't reflect the fishing out there. There's a lot of fish, but there's definitely bigger fish in there. San Diego yesterday had 4 bluefin, but they're in that 50 to 130-pound range, so a little bit bigger fish there. And not being quite as cooperative as they were the week before that. But overall, I mean, like we talked about there, you're still getting a shot at some big bluefin on a full-day trip, so it's kind of hard to find too many faults with that.
Right.
Those overnight trips – oh, go ahead.
No, I was just in such agreement with you. I mean, a fish of that size on a full-day trip –
yeah.
The quantity
and
is not
fish
the
of a
highlight.
Lifetime.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, let's be honest. Everyone's a little spoiled over the last few years here. You know, like you said, seeing 150-pound bluefin on the full-day trip, and that's kind of hard to, you know, find, like I said, find fault with there. But definitely come prepared for those full days with your heavier gear still. Definitely want some lighter gear in there, but if you have it, those 80-pound, 100-pound setups are still useful, as evidenced yesterday there. The overnight trips. Still a mix of yellowtail on there, still seeing some Dorado, some yellowfin, and still seeing occasional bluefin on those overnight trips there. But definitely a little bit of a shift there, starting to see more of that yellowtail, Dorado, yellowfin. So it's just a mixed bag of fishing right now, and the gear selection is going to kind of reflect that. You need a little bit of everything out there. We're going into August here. Trips are filling up really quick, so you guys definitely need to make reservations ahead of time. Check the website, c4thlanding.com. Got those options up there for that half-day trips. If you want to go out half-day fishing, get some bass, get a shot at some yellowtail, bonita, barracuda. Full-day trips, if you want to shot those bluefin overnight, you're going to get a nice mix on there. And like I said, these trips are filling up pretty quick. It's summertime. We're still running some limited capacity trips there. So make your reservations ahead of time. You can call us at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear tuned up, and get out there.
Right on, Marcos. Well, a great report. I mean, we'll take that absolutely every time. So, great job. Glad to hear there's some solid fishing still happening at C4th, and we'll look forward to another great report next week.
Talk to you then, guys. Hope the report's a little more exciting. But like you said, I mean, this is still really good fishing. It's just not the spectacular fishing that we've had the last couple weeks. It's just really good now.
I can handle this just fine. Keep it like this forever, I won't complain, promise.
We're totally on board with that.
Yeah.
Talk to you guys next week.
Appreciate that.
All right, Marcos, appreciate that.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report for now. Again, sponsored by those amazing Anza Knives. They've been handcrafting the knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, and get the Fish Pro Series available right now at Fisherman's Processing.
And we'll be giving away several Anza Knives next Saturday at our live broadcast at North County Ford and Vista. So you want to win an Anza Knives? Come to the broadcast.
Like multiple?
Yeah, multiple.
Dude, right on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's a serious prize.
Like $100 plus.
Yeah,
each.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we'll be giving away. Hey, I want to bring your attention to our Let's Talk Hookup webpage. We've got letstalkhookup.com. We've got some great new features up there. Greg's Yellowtail, photo of the week. Giant yellowtail down at Cedros. Unbelievable. Congratulations, Greg, on that. He was down at Cedros Sport Fishing and caught a giant, like 46 or something like that. And then also, I wrote a story on our Katmai Lodge trip this past week, and feature photo is, that's a big one, huh?
Oh,
Ted and Sandy Heckman, who joined us at Katmai, a nice photo of dueling sockeye there. And so I should talk about people say, hey, what about your Katmai Lodge trip? And I want to thank Rick and Corey for covering while I was gone.
Oh,
it was
a great time.
It was a long trip. I mean, you know, I stayed there for 7 days and then in and out of Anchorage. So by the time I got home, it was 9 days. So it was a long time home from home and a long time from the show. But thanks to Corey and Rick for covering. Appreciate that. Great shows. You guys did a great job. And listen to the shows on the archives at letstalkhookup.com. It sounded great. And our app, too.
We had a lot of fun. It was cool.
Yeah, it was really good shows. But Katmai Lodge, as usual, didn't disappoint. It was great. When we, I think I told you, the weather went from 75, 80 degrees and sunny to blowing sideways 25 and rain in 1 day. But that's Alaska.
Yeah,
if you don't like
totally.
The weather, wait a minute. But overall, the weather was great. We had one poor day. We had a couple of okay days. And then the rest of the time, it was really nice Alaska weather. So for over the 7 days, that's pretty good odds for Alaska. King salmon fishing was very, very good. Sockeye salmon fishing was off the charts. And in between the nets, when they put the nets in it, like I talked about it, the first 2 days, we limits in like an hour. And it was 10 per person, the limit.
And you're getting that in an hour.
In an hour,
Oh, my God.
And then the next day, the nets went in 500 boats at the mouth of Bristol Bay and the Alaknak River there, and basically all the fish stopped. And then the nets came out 24 hours later, and 2 days later the fish were back and full speed and limits in an hour again. But the kings were there. We caught pink salmon in a non-pink salmon season.
Really?
Yeah, there were pinks in the river too, not a ton, but quite a few on the fly rod in the upper
that's
river
pretty cool.
too, which was really fun. And of course next year is a pink year, so that's always
so that fish in general runs every other year.
Right. Chum salmon were slow, but there were guys that had 15 in the morning, and then they'd shut off. It was kind of the same thing. It was a wave kind of early for the chum, but they were there, and big, big chum. I mean, 15, 18-pound chum. Harold Davis caught the first silver of the season.
Nice. And, no surprise.
A nice one, like 15-pounder, too.
That's
it was
cool.
A really nice one. And trout fishing was way slower than normal. I did catch a few on the mouse, which is just like surface iron fishing for trout. Just so much fun.
Nothing like that. Right?
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. Mouse fishing, it's awesome. And then the other thing that I failed to mention was dry fly fishing for the Arctic grayling.
Oh.
It was wide open.
Cool.
I mean, on the days when it was sunny and there was no wind, where the bugs were out in full force, Alaska State Bird, the mosquito was out in full force when the wind wasn't blowing, and the dry fly fishing on a 6-weight fly rod was insane for the Arctic grayling, which they're fun,
they're really fun, cool looking,
beautiful
too.
Fish, yeah. So great trip to Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Check the story out at letstalkhookup.com.
Cool.
Photos and everything like that. And if you want to join us for next year, I know the trip is almost already sold out. So on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page, you'll see the trip description. We have a 4-day and a 7-day. Highly recommend the 7-day. I know it sounds like a long time, but by the time you get there,
right.
You get the flight from fly up to Anchorage overnight in Anchorage, you get the flight out to, and you could lose a half a day like we did both sides because of weather getting into the lodge. Going 7 days, you just get so much more opportunity, and it's not that much more.
And you're going to commit that much time, go that far, and enjoy it.
Enjoy
it. Take the extra couple of days, and just you can.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a cool place because you and I talked about it. You're just enough connected that you can feel safe, you can deal with emergencies, you can check in with, you know, with family, whatever it might be. But let's face it, you're off the grid.
Yes.
I mean, you're off,
totally
your
off the
grid. Phone's not ringing.
Kind of like
no
being on
problems.
A long-range boat. Basically, you have internet up there, but it's slow Wi-Fi. You have WhatsApp. You can make a WhatsApp phone call.
but no cell phones, which to me was the greatest.
It's the best thing. It's just enough to check in and stay safe, but it's not enough for you to be connected.
Right. Perfect. Yeah, for sure. So katmai.com if you want more information, or check out our website, letstalkhookup.com. Trips page, join us.
What a cool trip, man. Yeah. That's awesome. All right.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. Let's do that. We're going to talk to Ralph. Ralph's calling us from Miffy this morning. What's up, Ralph? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, fellas? Good morning. Pleasure to talk to you guys. Rick, I know you've heard it 1,000 times already, but congratulations again on your forthcoming child. You're going to love it, man. It will change your life.
We can't
my
wait.
Question
Thank
for,
you.
Yeah, it's amazing. My question for Alex, I've been on like a kick like on YouTube for like the last 6 months watching Catamarans on YouTube. What could you say is the biggest difference fishing on a catamaran of that size versus, you know, a regular V-hole shaped boat, you know, the same size? And is it better? Is it worse? I mean, you know, just talk about that.
Well, I mean, I would say it's better. But then again, I haven't been on all the, you know, center consoles out there and this, that, or whatever. But from my experience between these center consoles and these catamarans, the biggest difference is slamming. It doesn't slam. You get it up on plane. Before you get up on plane, it's kind of awkwardly slapping.
Okay.
But once you get it up.
So trolling or something like that, it's awkward.
Trolling's okay. I mean, but it's like the in-between. Like if you were to like slow down, like say, you know, say we want to go at 4,100 or 4,200 RPMs. Say you're going at like 20 just to like kind of go 10 knots. Yeah, a little faster than trolling. Yeah, so trolling, I would say, yeah, right around that or a little bit faster, kind of like half, you know, not full running it. Like right before you get up on plane is really awkward. The stern kind of goes down, the bow goes up really high, and you can't see over it. But once you get it up on that plane, it just levels out and it just lives. It loves it. It's like whatever air, it's got to be something with the airflow getting compacted between the two holes and all the cuts in the hole that it just makes it cut.
It's like almost flies, huh? Over
for
the
lack of, for lack of a better word, yeah. It really feels like you're flying. It just eliminates, you feel the chop going slow, but you go fast and it's just, you hear it and you kind of like feel like a tapping as as you keep just kind of plowing through it. And you just don't notice it. You're just, you know, so level compared to what I'm used to on a single V-hole boat. So that's the biggest difference is that. And then, I mean, as far as fishability, it's just excellent. The walk around is, I mean, it's probably the same comparability to like a center console walk around ability. There's a gajillion rod holders, which are nice. Gajillion cup holders too, which I don't know how many cup holders a man needs, but they got
them.
At least
they
that
do.
Many.
Yeah, depends on how many beers you want to have going, right?
Yeah, going. Not
yeah, we're not talking capacity. We're just talking about going.
Yeah. Anyway, and then another big difference is the kind of where the little padding is for your legs. It's a little bit higher, so it's not riding on your knees as a lot of boats are. It's kind of upper thigh, which is very comfortable, I've noticed. Nice to lean on it, like with your hip as opposed to your knee. But as far as fishability goes, it's like once we stopped, got on some foamers, so much room in the bow to cast. You're not awkwardly kind of on a rail. So
you like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of cool. I'm trying to describe it, but it's coming across quite starstruck, which I still am.
Now, catamarans have a reputation in a big following sea of not being the kind of plowing. Have you experienced that at all?
So, I will say, it is the strangest. It's strange for me to wrap my mind around, but it is very true.
Yeah.
It goes better into swell than going down.
Going down swell.
Yeah, going down swell, it like, yeah, it's just kind of, I won't say
like
scary.
Almost out of control.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, I just kind of writing it off as I'm still getting used to it. But that's definitely its weakness. If there is a weakness, is in a following sea, like you're probably not going to. I would feel safer hauling ass into it than going with it.
What
I mean?
Well, that's wild. Yeah.
Even kind of like in the trough, it seemed it was fine, but kind of quarter, you know, like
straight down
to the following sea on your quarter, it was kind of. Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but again, this is the first week running it, and there's a lot of trials and tribulations still. But for the most part, It's very comfortable, very fishable. We dig it.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup Everywhere, including checking in with our buddy Billy. He's going to tell us all about this great new Western Outdoor News California Tuna Jackpot Tournament coming up. Lots more are coming. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them in cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Giganamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. As promised, we got the man, Billy Egan, standing by this morning. Good morning, Billy.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. We've kind of been talking about it the last couple of weeks, the big California Tuna Jackpot Tournament with Western Outdoor News, and kind of stoked to get the lowdown. We've been kind of mentioning some of the highlights, but this is really your baby.
Yeah, we're real excited about this tournament coming up. It's our second annual Juan California Tuna Jackpot out of the San Diego Marlin Club. It's going to be registrations on Friday the 13th down at Angler's Choice. Come on down and see us. We'll be down there from 1 to 7 o'clock. But we had a great event last year with 38 teams. There's $10,000 up for grabs based on 50 boats. But the top three biggest tuna of the event, we've got, you know, tuna options and yellowtail options, and really looking forward to an awesome event. We kind of modified it for this year after last year's event because a lot of the guys that fished it really wanted to get a chance to fish the night bite. So this year you're going to be able to fish from 4 a.m. Saturday morning until 5 a.m. Sunday morning, with weigh-ins going on Sunday at the Marlin Club from 8:30 to 11:30, with a nice luncheon put on by the San Diego Marlin Club, an award show, lots of raffles, tons of sponsor items. It's going to be a blast. We're looking really forward to it.
Yeah,
man, that's sweet.
Oh, man, that sounds like a great event. And it's San Diego Marlin, a lot of people there are just such great hosts and stuff. But you've got a lot of bonus prizes, too, like a Yamaha generator. Is that right?
We've got two Yamaha generators that are given away. We've got Phoenix rods. We've got pen reels. We've got Costa sunglasses, Gamagatsu hooks. CCA is going to be involved. The Make-A-Wish Foundation is also involved. 5% of all option money that is garnished during the event is going to go to Make-A-Wish Foundation to take care of them. And we're glad to have them involved. They were involved last year as well. They were also involved in our Yellowtail tournament we did back in June. So it's good to have some of the best people in the business involved with our events. And we just look forward to a great event with, you know, the phenomenal fishing that's going on these days. You know, everybody's hitting the water, but, you know, that weekend they're going to have a chance to bring home a good chunk of cash and a lot of great sponsor items if they just join in and have some fun. It's only $400 to enter.
$400 a team?
$400 a team of four. So you can have
$100 a piece.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, you can have 2 to 4 guys on the team of four. If you want to have a fifth or a sixth angler, maximum six. It's $100 for the fifth and $100 for the sixth. So if you have a team of six, it's $600. That all goes in again, which is the top three biggest tuna brought in that day.
And it's all about the big fish. So first, second, and third are all one large fish, right?
Correct. So if you enter just the basic entry, you can weigh one tuna that day, obviously your biggest tuna, and hopefully that ends up in the top three. If you enter into the options, then you can weigh multiple fish. And then also if you enter in the yellowtail options, which we all know there's yellowtail swimming around there right now, you're going to win some money there too. I mean, we paid over, I think it was over $25,000 last year with only 38 boats. So we're looking forward to a great turnout, paying out a lot of money.
This is going to be big. You know, with the success of, obviously you guys got your feet wet last year. With the success of last year's tournament, with the caliber of fishing this year, host being the Marlin Club, like, this is going to be a really good one for you, Billy. I think this one's going to be the one where you guys turn the corner and really go to the next level.
Yeah, you know, when you bring out new events, it takes a couple of years to get the mud stuck on the tires, but this is one that we're going to do for many years to come. Obviously, it's mirrored from our very successful Cabo Tuna Jackpot that we've been doing in Cabo for over 20 years, and we just wanted to bring something like we do down to Cabo. It's California, especially with all the phenomenal fishing going on. And the cool part about this is if you register early, meaning get us our entry form, get your entry paid, pay your options, we'll mail out the wristbands, and you can literally launch from any launch ramp you want. You just have to weigh your fish in down at the San Diego Marlin Club. So we try to make it as easy and friendly for entry as possible. So get a hold of us as soon as possible, as early as Monday or Tuesday. Get your guys an entry in. We'll mail out your wristbands. If everything's in accordance and all the options that you want are done, you can take off Friday night anytime you like. Again, fishing starts at 4 a.m. in the morning, but you can make bait prior to that, and you get a total 25 hours of fishing.
Sounds great. So how does one get into it?
The easiest way to get into it is go to wonews.com, click on our events page. The top event is the upcoming tuna tournament, as well as all of our other awesome events that we're doing. You can click right on the website to fill out an entry form, pay the entry. It automatically sends it into us. Then I'll reach out to everybody, send out the waivers that we need, and get that taken care of so the teams can just start their evening Friday or early Saturday morning, go out there and catch some great fish, because we all know everybody's out there fishing right now for lots of fun, lots of good fish, but that weekend there's going to be lots of prizes and money up for grabs.
Yeah, why not jump into it for $100 a head? Why not? Hey, California Tuna Jackpot from Western Out There News. Thanks, Bill Egan. Appreciate that, and good luck with the tournament.
Thank you, guys. Look forward to seeing you all out there.
All right, for sure.
Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Let's jump into them. We're going to talk to Mike. He's calling us from Florence this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. How's it going today? You guys have a great show going.
Hey, Mike.
Thank you. I wanted to ask a little bit about the white sea bass fishing with the balloons. Wes, could you, Alex, could you go through some of that for me and tell them about a typical sea bass lobster trip coming up? Thank you very much.
That one you might win, you mean.
So balloons and sea bass lobster trips. I think that's what you said, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Correct.
We don't really use balloons too much anymore. We have a cool little float rig that Brandon kind of implemented.
The Brandon rig.
Yeah, the Brandon.
The Brandon bobber?
Yes, the Brandon bobber. I like that.
Yeah.
It works the same idea as a balloon. The whole idea behind the balloon is it's just instead of having to squid up and down beneath the boat, you have it kind of the wind takes it away from the boat at a desired depth, and you just kind of set it out there at whatever desired water depth you'd want and kind of put in the rod holder while you're fishing other rods in the hand. The kind of downfall to that is the fact that when you launch your squid, you're completely dependent on the wind, and hopefully there's no wind eddy behind your boat and this, that, and whatever. So the little Brandon bobber rig is basically... It's like a steelhead. They use it for steelheads and salmon fishing up north. Right. I actually saw it up there.
If you want to know about it, go to our YouTube channel and look under Brandon Bobber.
Oh,
we have a YouTube where he describes how to rig it on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. So easy.
There you go. So that's how you would rig it. But just the high-level concept is it gets it away from the boat. It just spreads out your baits, really. Mm-hmm. Instead of having it right next to the boat, it gets even further away from the boat. But more importantly, with sea bass, it gets it right to the perfect, like a lot of times you're fishing, like you can do it on squid grounds too, just spread it out. But when you're fishing some sort of structure, especially kelp, you can really float it back and be so precise on getting it exactly where they needed it. Because when they're a little more aggressive, they can kind of come out the kelp and whatever. But, you know, one of the things that especially Brandon explained to me, and it's obviously tried and proven, is that, you know, if it's tough, it's got to be perfect for them and easy. And that's the difference between one or two sea bass as opposed to none for weeks. You can, you know, so getting it right at that perfect edge of the kelp with the right current taking it in is so key with that. Far as lobster sea bass trips, that's really an excellent little probing method. I don't mean to sound like an alien abductor, but it's a great way to, A, get some meat, some bugs on the boat, get some product, but also... You're scouting at a great time of day for potential sea bass at an incredible island that you just need to try. You can't.
It's so much fun.
Yeah,
I've done those with Brandon, and it's such a blast. And you can even combo it into a night in Avalon if you want. It's a good time.
It really is. Yeah, and it's fishing. It's your boat for the evening, and it's like, what would I, like, oh, we're not just stuck only lobstering. We're not just stuck only fishing. Like, why not do both? Yeah. Oh, we got our limits. Do we have to go in? Let's go to the lobster trap, you know? Yeah, it's a really neat all-around experience and an excellent shot at a sea bass as well. Like, there's a couple guys I took this year, and they, you know, when we started tuna fishing, and they're like, oh, I came for the combo trip, and I smashed a 50-pound. Kidding me? Like,
yeah.
50-pounder and a limit of lobster.
That's
like,
pretty sweet.
Give me a break.
Limit of Catalina lobsters,
yeah,
no doubt.
The best.
Yeah, the best. Yeah.
Ooh, yes. It's just another echelon. So
yeah,
that's,
for sure.
That's my two cents.
And basically, those would be booked through Bite Sport Fishing.
Yes.
You'd call Brandon or just look on the website.
Yep, Brandon website. And
BiteSportFishing.com.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Well, we had a fun text come through. Alex, can you give a definition of a plunker bite? That's from Ken in North County.
Plunker. I mean, that could be a variety of different things, but it's basically... it could be any tuna, most commonly associated with the bluefin, obviously, but it's just kind of one going at a time, or at least one going, but you always have one on. Typically one to three to five, but never just black in the back, everyone's on. It's not everyone's on.
It's not wide open.
But it's like enough action to be kind of fired up because people are hooked up for an extended period of time. That is a plunker bite, and that is honestly... just a big boat's dream. Yes, it is exhilarating to just find the right school, heave some bait over, everyone drops in, you're like, oh, and then bam, everyone's bit, and then it's just pandemonium trying to untangle everyone. But if you do that same move, One, two, three. Okay, okay. Land. Another one hooked. Another, you know, and then it just keeps going like that. It never really stops.
That's the ultimate scenario.
That's honestly the best for everyone because you're focusing efforts on the fish hooked. Multiple people are getting them. It's just, you know, waiting your turn, paying your dues, and it equates to a lot of landed fish, not a lot of casualties because it's just really
focusing
targeted.
On the fish.
So that's my best definition.
That's good. Great definition. Like perfect. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Hey, let's jump into the call.
You got it. How about next time, Ben? He's calling from Golden Hill. What's up, Ben? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Man, that Seaguard Gold, used it last week, and I went 5 for 8 on the yellowtail, and I don't know whatever helps you sleep at night, but I think it's better, you know?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Seaguard Gold, Dale Hightower will be on the show tomorrow from Seaguard, so we'll be talking some Seaguard Gold tomorrow.
That'll be cool. Say that again about the bluefin, Ben. I'm sorry.
I heard you guys definitely use the processor, but when you bring one of those big cows on board, what, you guys gill and gut, bleed it out? You guys have a fish hold or a kill bag on the boat? Or how do you guys deal with the big fish if you get 2 or 3 of them, you know, and you have a real good day? You know, what do you guys max out because you guys can't carry, you know, 6 200-pounders? Or how do, you know, what's your procedure if you have that? Or, you know, you start filling up with white sea bass and whatnot, you know?
Yes. Again, let's cross that bridge when we come to it. You know, but yes, if we have 4 people on the boat, and there's no way we're going to get on most of the boats, it's kind of unreasonable to catch or to keep a limit of 200-pounders. Like, you know, 8 over 2 on a boat, that's honestly, it's kind of probably affect the ballast and how we're going to be able to get home. Typically, I mean, I don't mean to play the cutoff card, but I'd imagine like 1 is like good, you know what I mean? And
catch 1 200-pounder.
One around. That's best case scenario. But if you catch, I mean, sure, if we fit.
Yeah, 4 200-pounders. That makes for a pretty good trip.
A pretty solid day.
Yeah, it's a good day.
Yeah. So what happens typically? I mean, it all depends on the time, but you know, typically if we land it, I bleed it right away. They just kind of, you know, spray it off, take their pictures, cool, then quickly gill and gut it. Get in the kill bag, put my knife up in the cavity, you know, pack it best we can. Ideally, like, we get back fishing while I'm doing that. That way there's really no lost time. But, yeah, we'll gill and gut them and keep them whole, ice them down, and then depending where we're at, ideally we bring them back to, you know, Fisherman's Processing and they take care of it from there. But, yes, space is a huge factor on these trips, and you may not necessarily get to keep your limit, which is a great problem because, like I said,
You don't have space.
Like,
but if you catch a couple 100-pounders or a couple of 80-pounders, you certainly could put those away.
Oh, yeah. By the time we fill the allotted space we have on the boat for fish, it's plenty of fish. It's like on a long, it's like on a 15-day trip. You know how many people get a limit of yellowfin on a 15-day trip?
Yeah,
not much. But back in the day, no one's getting limits, but somehow the 3-5-ton fish holds are chugging and full. So you might not get a limit, but you'll physically get so much.
You'll have
meat.
You have plenty of fish to carry for people on the way home.
Right, and that's another kind of cool thing about that Freeman is, like, going into the fishability part, it has 2 little fish holes. There's like a little right in front of the console, the steering station. It's got like a little place to lay on it, but that's like a mounted cooler, which is just huge, and a little drain plug drains right between the 2 cats, and we're going to be able to put a lot of fish on that boat, damn near the limit of 200-pounders.
Wow, crazy.
About.
That'd be crazy.
But
so you can put a 100-pounder in that thing, close the door, no problem?
Easy.
That's so cool.
That's so cool. I'm even thinking, like, you know, you could probably put 1 or 2 200-pounders. Just depends how long they
are. Sure.
But it's deep, man.
That's rad.
Yeah, cool. I mean, we put...
That's a serious cooler if you're talking about putting a couple of cows in there, shutting the door.
We put 3 70-pounders and 100, like 110 in there the other day, and it was like...
Wow.
Like, is there anything in here?
No.
Yeah.
Way.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, and here's a great text. Hey, Let's Talk Hookup. Like to ask Alec, what do you do when it's a night bluefin bite? Do you adjust the hours? Where would you look for bluefin today if you were leaving from Huntington Harbor or Long Beach? And that's from John in Huntington Beach.
Right on.
Well, John, if you're leaving today, you might want to check that weather forecast. It's a little windier up there. But, starting off the first at night, Yes, that is to the T what Bites / One Man Charters has been about since day one. It's never been a banker's hours fishing trip. It's been a, why are we leaving at this time? It's because it's your best chance. We'll leave at, so there's some trips we've left 6 p.m., get back at 2 in the morning, leave at 3 in the morning, fish till 10 a.m. for sea bass, because that's when they bite. Sometimes it's like, you know, you leave at 4 a.m. for an afternoon bite sometimes. Like nowadays, we mainly have been leaving at 10 a.m. and fishing.
Like you're leaving today at 10 a.m.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and fishing like the afternoon hit, because that's kind of when they're floating and they're a little more cooperative. Shoot, you're talking about the night fishing. There's a couple, like a month ago, we had trips that were like leaving at 6 and just fished all like 6 to 6. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Got our, it was 4 to 4. Anyway, a 12-hour trip that was like all at night. We burned down and we just putted around and looked for sonar schools. Boom. We find one and drop down on it.
Follow them up.
Exactly.
And that's the advantage of bite sport fishing is you guys will leave when the prime time.
Right. And Brandon isn't afraid to like call people and be like, hey, your trip is probably gonna miss because the bites change. Let's reschedule so that way, and then that kind of frees up the following trips. Like, hey, could you adjust your trip to leave at this time? And then it just starts falling into place. As opposed to holding true to every single charter fit in set forth, you know, he'll shuffle it. I mean, he may not even sacrifice. I don't know the Hayward shuffle. He'll find a way.
He'll make a way to make it happen.
Yeah,
totally. And you have to be very flexible in your schedule.
You gosh darn right about it.
Here's another question from Kaylee in Chula Vista. Do you think it's easier to land a cow on your boat or a sport boat? That's a good question.
That is a good question.
You know,
that's the right guy to answer it too.
You know, I've. Depends how many are going on the sport boat and depends on, like, the swell and whatnot. But, honestly, I think the Freeman, I haven't yet. We haven't yet landed a big one yet. But I am just so branded in the mindset of, to default to saying the big boat. Because, to me, it's like, not second nature, but it's like, big fish, let it run, settle it in the corner, or settle it in the bow, dead fish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like,
rail is your friend.
If he's on the kite gear on a big boat, he's done. Like, it's just weird. It's a weird thing to me. It's not even like suspense. It's not suspenseful. And then, you know, sometimes the hook shakes loose, but for a lot of times, if it's a good rod, good position, there with a crew member keeping you as one cohesive unit, 3-4 gaffs waiting, ooh, that thing's coming into a death trap. That being said, you need to hook them first. So that's where the smaller boats come into play. So it's definitely easier to land them on the big boat, but
once attached,
and the once attached part, you can't be too picky. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta hook them before you land them. It makes it a little more difficult on the smaller boats because the rails are a little lower to use that. You know, but there's a couple different methods that we.
But you guys get them.
Yeah,
you get them.
Damn right.
Let's try and sneak in one more phone call.
You got it. How about we take Alex, who's calling us from San Carlos. Alex, you still standing by with us?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I just got a question. I'm kind of new to fishing jigs for bluefin, and I've heard a variety of different things as far as hooks go. You know, I've heard some people like to use like a single J hook on the bottom. Some people like to do like a two long assist hooks on the top. So what feedback can you guys give me? Like what, you know, as far as the jigs go. One thing?
Yeah, I just asked, what do you like on that?
What was the second part of your question?
As far as assist hooks, what's your favorite part?
Gotcha. Definitely the Mustad shrimp fly looking. I mean, Ricky knows the exact one, but there is a certain kind, and they are definitely not stock. And I like it definitely at the top. You can put one at the bottom. It just depends on the jig you got. Because, I mean, if you have it at the top, kind of, you know, from hook to solid ring to crimped, you know what I mean? That's a direct line of pull. If you're using any jig, because there's some people that buy like some bargain jigs, and you know who knows what that middle part is for. But as far as like, in regards to like flat falls and like the buffalo jigs, the heavier, all that stuff that falls down, you can Christmas tree that thing up, and just get that thing down there is way more important than the particular jig.
So you like two hooks up on the top.
That's kind of your favorite.
Two hooks on the top for the most part, and they're kind of starting to get the longer ones now. And, I mean, I'd like one at the far other end just because it's physically such a long...
The knife jig.
Yeah, such a long jig. Why not have one at the other foot? And do not forget about the 200-pound test. Carbon there.
Leader.
Yes.
Got to have it.
They will.
Yeah.
That's good dope. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing with Bite. We're giving away a lobster sea bass combo trip. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker is a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory information at westcoastmarine.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and a big congratulations going fishing on an open party lobster sea bass combo trip this fall or winter with Bite. That's going to Armand in San Diego. Congratulations, bro. You are going to love fishing with the whole team at Bite Sport Fishing.
Such an opportunity. And, okay, where are you going to go today?
Where am I
going
to go?
Yeah, you're going fishing. Yeah, you're leaving the show here, and you're going right out fishing. You're going...
your boat's tied up next door.
Yeah.
Come on, Pete. I can't put a target on my back. Just
Break. You're in the ocean. You're Pacific Ocean, right?
Yes, Pacific Ocean. Just along the coast somewhere, not in the wind. You know what I'm saying? That's as specific as I'll get.
All right.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
As any foamer fisherman knows, it's nice when there's lesser. So.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I know people want to go on Bite Sport Fishing. It's not too early to book for the fall, the summer, the thing. How do we do that?
Well, you can three ways. You can go to Brennan's website, BiteSportFishing.com. You can call them directly, 949-212-0719. That'll hook you up. Or for those of you social media proficient people out there, Instagram, Bite Sport Fishing, directly message him, and he'll get back to you on any of those avenues. That's how you come fishing.
I dig it.
All right, cool. That's great. And of course, fishermanslanding.com. They do have open party trips at fishermanslanding.com.
How did I forget that?
Yeah.
Can't forget about the open party Fisherman's Landing.
Thanks, Alec. Appreciate you.
Great job.
And good luck fishing today. And thank you for listening today. We thank you all for the calls and the texts. And thanks a lot to Christian for manning the boards and the phones. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., we'll be back here with Dale Hightower from Seaguar. Going to be a great show talking some fishing here tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. See you then.